Yeah, someone wanted to know how we first met. Oh, God. As as I said, we are husband and wife. We are joined at the hip. It was awful! It was 22 years ago that this man... Can you turn that music down? Good Lord. I swear to you, I did not think him attractive or anything. The first time I met him, I was doing some data entry, and I was just so appalled because I heard the name Thomas Masterson. I'm like, ooh, wow, that's a really nice name. I bet you, 3-piece suit, well-coiffed, haircut. The man wheeled around in the chair he was sitting in jeans, a paisley shirt, and Converse red sneakers. I'm like, ick.
Ick.
I said it to myself because I'm like, there's no way I'm going near this man with a 10-foot pole. But you stalked me at work. You did. You did. Mm-hmm.
I did hang around your desk quite a bit.
And you didn't need anything. You just...
No, that's not exactly true. You did work in a part of the organization that I had to frequent.
It's true.
For documents.
But it's like you didn't say anything. It's like I'd be at my desk and I felt like this presence, like a scepter. Specter. Like a specter. Like a
specter holding a scepter.
Yeah. And I'd look up and there you'd be just looking at me with this blank stare. But eventually you did ask me out.
I did, yes.
At the prompting of people in the office, apparently.
No.
No? You did it on your own. Oh, it was your roommate who told you to ask me out finally. No, he didn't. You did it on your own initiative?
I did.
That must have been your first and only initiative. Oh, you did ask me to marry you.
Yes.
Yes,
my
indeed.
My first and only initiative.
Okay, folks, so that's how we met. We met at work. That's the last place you should meet anyone you're going out with or intend to marry.
Wasn't that romantic?
That's the story of how our friendly neighborhood economist met the jazz disturbance. Ta-da! Woohoo!